Eighth inning. A few minutes later, Tricia got up. She walked along the road another hour until the dusk was thick around her. Off in the west, for the first time since the day she got lost, she could hear thunder rumbling. She would want to get in under the thickest clump of trees she could find, and if it rained hard enough, she would still get wet. In her present mood, Tricia hardly cared. She stopped between the old wheel ruts and was beginning to unshoulder her pack when she saw something ahead in the gloom. Something from the world of people. A thing with corners. She resettled her pack straps and crept toward the right side of the road, peering like a person who has grown nearsighted but is too vain to wear spectacles. In the west, thunder rumbled a little louder. It was a truck, or the cab of one, rearing out of the matted undergrowth. Its hood was long and nearly buried in the wood's ivy. One wing of the hood had been flung up, and Tricia could see there was no engine inside. Ferns grew where it had been. The cab was dark red with rust, tilted to one side. The windshield was long gone, but there was still a seat inside. Most of its upholstery had rotted away or been chewed away by small animals. More thunder, and this time she could see lightning shiver inside the clouds, which were advancing rapidly and eating the first stars as they came. Tricia broke off a branch, reached through the open space where the crank-out windshield had been, and beat at the seat stuffing as briskly as she could. The quantity of dust which rose was amazing. It came drifting out through the windshield cavity and window holes like mist. Even more amazing was the flood of chipmunks that came boiling up from the floorboards, squeaking and fleeing out through the lozenge-shaped rear window.
"Abandoned ship," Tricia cried. "We've hit an iceberg. Women and chipmunks fur—"
She got a lungful of the dust. The resultant coughing fit racked her until she sat down heavily with her beating stick in her lap, gasping for a clear breath and half in faint. She decided she was going to spend the night in the cab of the truck after all. She wasn't afraid of a few leftover chipmunks, not even of snakes. If there were snakes in residence, she guessed the chipmunks would have moved out long since. But she didn't want to spend 8 hours breathing dust and coughing herself blue. It would be great to sleep under an actual roof again, but that was too high a price to pay. Tricia made her way through the bushes beside the truck cab and then a little way into the woods. She sat down under a good-sized spruce, ate some nuts, drank some water. She was getting low on food and drink again, but she was too tired to worry about that tonight. She had found a road. That was the important thing. It was old and unused, but it might take her somewhere. Of course, it might also peter out as the streams had, but she wouldn't think about that now. For now, she would allow herself to hope the road would take her where the streams had not. That night was hot and close, the humid edge of New England's short but sometimes fierce summer. Tricia fanned the neck of her grimy shirt against her grimy neck, stuck out her lower lip, and blew hair off her forehead, then resettled her hat and lay back against her pack. She thought of digging out her Walkman and decided not to. If she tried listening to a West Coast game tonight, she'd fall asleep for sure and trash whatever was left of the batteries. She reclined further, turning the pack into a pillow, feeling something which had been so solidly gone that its return seemed miraculous. Simple contentment. "Thanks, God," she said. In 3 minutes, she was asleep.